grab the tissues because the Fab Five are back. Queer Eye on Netflix is a makeover show where five gay men with different areas of expertise try to change the life of one person, a person they refer to as a hero. It's based on the Bravo show Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, but the Netflix series has moved beyond the original mandate. One hero this season is a woman named Tammy Hicks.
For everything you do for the community, my gosh, you deserve some soft cash.
And you're going to make me like a diva?
Oh, my gosh. You don't even just like
know.
Mama, you don't even know. You don't even know.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right, so two of the cast, Anthony Perowski and Jonathan Van Ness, joined me from our studios in New York. And I asked Jonathan why he thinks people have been flocking to the show. He says it has something to do with the current political climate.
I call it like the British baking show effect.
Okay.
Like, because I watch this show like morning, noon, and night all the time. It's like my palate cleanser from the news. We just want to feel good about something. And I think that Queer Eye has a little bit of that magic.
So it's taking on tough issues head on, but doing it in a way that brings us together and lets us actually tackle stuff together.
And I think we don't do it in a pushy way. I mean, it's not something where we come in and we're like, we need to talk about your Trump banner on your front lawn.
Now, one thing you notice is that it's not just the heroes who show their vulnerability. So does the cast. And in Tammy Hicks' episode, Anthony reacted to hearing how Tammy initially disapproved of her son being gay because of her religion, but later came to terms with it.
She saw the individual. She saw the person that her son is, and she changed her mind. She said that it was a religious experience, but she made that choice. Not all parents do that.
And I asked Anthony what he meant.
That was really an episode where I think the tables were turned with Tammy. It was really switched, and I feel like she called us out on a lot of our stuff and really brought a lot of things to light. I'll kind of leave it as I've had a problematic relationship growing up with my parents. Things are a lot better right now, but it's definitely been a work in progress, and unconditional love from a parent is not something that I take for granted. And to see somebody like Tammy, who is so embedded in her religion, it's something that's very important to her, and was able to realize it wasn't the Bible, it wasn't religion. It was the way that she chose to look at her son being gay and how he was or wasn't accepted into the church. Whenever I see a parent showing unconditional love for their child, I have a very soft spot for all the moms out there.
Was there any discussion in the edit about like how much you wanted that to be in there? I mean, presumably
actually,
you know, your family would...
Yeah, there was. With me, it's tricky because it's an opportunity to have people relate, but at the same time, I do want to try to maintain some kind of like privacy and respect for my family. Families are tricky. I come from a really dysfunctional one. I haven't shied away from saying that, but I still have love for every single one of them, and it's something that I think we're working on, and everyone's doing it in their own way, and it's something that I'm learning in an exponential way. It's just like the growth curve is very steep, but I'm kind of figuring it out, and yeah.
Last season, you guys made over a gay man, and this new season, two of your heroes, as you call them, are Queer Eye first, I think. One is a transgender man, another is a woman. Was it important to you guys to break the mold?
Yes. I think inclusivity and getting to spread the love as far and wide as possible was something that was like really important to us. Tammy's story especially, like so much of what she struggles with, so many moms and women and men actually struggle with nurturing other people to a point where you lost sight of like taking care of yourself and equating self-care with selfishness. And so I was really excited for Tammy for that, because it's like that whole airplane adage, like you gotta put your little mask on first, because if your little mask is on, like how are you gonna help me get my mask on?
Then you can't help the children put their masks
exactly.
on.
Exactly. And so I'm like giving so much of yourself all the time, like you won't have much left to give if you don't nurture yourself a little bit. And I think most of us want to do the best that we can, and I think a lot of us struggle with people pleasing. I know I do. And so sometimes, you know, saying like, no, I'm gonna do this for myself is like very difficult.
Are you guys part of a cultural moment?
Yes, it does feel like we're having like a cultural moment. Being in a group of people that is like become known for helping people and like wanting to lift people up and like be kind and be loving. None of us are really saying that we're like all the way experts. Like I think that we're just as much students and just as much learning as anyone else. And that is like such a fun opportunity to like say like, hey, I've been doing this for a long time, but I don't know everything, but I'd like to like teach you what I know so far. And like, let's go on this little journey together. And like, that feels like a little cultural moment that's different.
Okay, I need you guys to be honest before I let you go. Do you really get along, the five of you, as well as it seems. I mean, you're like squeezed into a pickup truck, driving everywhere. Yeah. Really?
Well, okay. I'll get honest.
Okay.
I'm gonna get so honest right
you
now.
You hate each other, is what you're
no,
about to
say. No. Actually, we really do love each other. I would say the only time when unequivocally, like, the four of my little baby castmates just really are, like, not here for, they're just not here for me. And when it's 7 in the morning or, like, 6:45, and I've had...
He's talking about me specifically because just gave me a little...
And I've had my second venti, honey. Uh-huh. Sometimes I'll get a little bit vocal. I might start scream cry singing a little bit of Kelly Clarkson at 6:45 a.m. And I don't think that's asking too much for your friends to just listen to your Kelly Clarkson song and just let you have your moment. And
you just
and
wake
not,
up more quickly than I do, and it takes me time.
Not only do they shut me down, but they have the nerve to, like, jump. Like they're scared of my voice, because, like, if I'm right behind your head and start singing and you're not ready for it.
They, as Anthony, it was one incident.
It happened one time, and
one
I'm not
time
over
I was
it.
Sitting in the front seat, and he started busting out Kelly Clarkson, and I just did this thing with my shoulders where I, like, lifted them and I crunched a little.
Okay,
and
first
he
of
reminds
all,
me to this day.
And also, can I just tell you that it was that Hamilton remix of It's Quiet Uptown that I was singing, and it was gorgeous.
It's so pretty. It wasn't not gorgeous, but some of it
I was
a little
on
more time
pitch,
to wake
honey.
Up.
But no, truthfully, we really do love each other, and it feels universal between the five of us. It's like, no one's going to say something about one of my brothers in front of me that, like, I don't like.
Right.
And, you know, not like in, like, a mean, like, diva way, but, like, this is my family, and, like, they're just my family, and we're really lucky for this.
What we do on the show is kind of what we do in real life. It's really, like, it's all support, all positivity.
Unless it's 6:45 in the morning and I had, like, 3 coffees and the Hamilton mixtape is on and, like, in
one time
like, yeah.
happened.
It was
one
just, it was
time.
Like, but for the most part, we're very much
just
loved.
Once. Yeah. Just
it's
one.
Good that you don't hold resentments. That's what I like about you.
Oh, guys, this has been really fun.
Thanks for having us.
Best of luck with the second season. Yeah, let's talk again sometime.
Yay.
Thank you.
Two members of the Queer Eye cast, Jonathan Van Ness and Anthony Porowski. Season 2 is on Netflix right now.